love for you to turn in your Bibles to Romans chapter 6. I am really looking forward to the sermon tonight. Micah, Ali, Omri, Luis, and Andre will be delivering it. The Lord has given us two visible, physical symbols of His grace. And we partook in communion a few moments ago where we proclaim the Lord's death until He comes and we remember His death in our place. The other physical, visible symbol that God gave, that Jesus gave to His followers, is water baptism. And He gave it as a symbol whereby we might publicly identify with Jesus Christ, that we might publicly align ourselves with His death, burial, and resurrection. And baptism is a symbol which portrays an inner spiritual reality which has already taken place for these five who will be baptized today. We need to be clear. Baptism does not save. Baptism does not purify. Baptism does not forgive sin. Baptism is not the means by which God accomplishes salvation for a sinner. Baptism is where we get to tell a watching world how great our Savior is and exactly what God has done for us. If you were to be baptized in the first century, if you were one of the very early followers of Jesus, to be baptized, to publicly align yourself with Jesus, was to publicly identify yourself with someone who is crucified as a common criminal and whose followers were branded as heretics, even cult members. They were hated by the Jews and they were hated by the Romans. To be baptized was to tell the world, I belong to Jesus. I'm a follower of Jesus. And it was sort of the first public thing you did as a new Christian. And it could cost you your job. It could cost you fellowship in the local synagogue. It could cost you your family who might disown you. It could cost you your life. In our day, we've sort of separated salvation from baptism, partly because the threats against believers for public proclamation don't exist so much in our country. They certainly do in other parts of the world. There was an immediate cost of discipleship for following Jesus in the first century and in many of the parts of the world today. For us today, that cost isn't necessarily associated with, yes, I love Jesus. You may not lose your job for that. Baptism gives us an opportunity to publicly proclaim our affiliation with Jesus, and even more than that. I want to read to you from Romans 6, chapter 6, starting in verse 3. Do you not know, says the Apostle Paul, that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into His death? Therefore, we have been buried with Him through baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have become united with Him in the likeness of His death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of His resurrection. Knowing this, that our old self was crucified with Him, in order that our body of sin might be progressively done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin. Five people will be baptized in water. And it's a good symbol. They will be buried and raised again. Symbols of their death and burial with Jesus. Those who have been born again have been united by God's Spirit to Jesus Christ, united to His death. Jesus died. You were united to Jesus, and so you died. For everyone who belongs to Jesus, this is an objective reality that has taken place at the point of conversion. It is a past truth that you have died, and it has consequences into the present of your existence now. Some of those consequences, some of those benefits are these. You are no longer a slave of sin. You are being progressively transformed into the image of Christ. You are now a slave of God through Jesus Christ. And you walk in newness of life. These five who will be baptized this evening, those things are already true of them. This baptism doesn't secure that. It is a public demonstration of what has already taken place in them and will continue to take place in them and through them until God takes them home. Tonight, we celebrate what Jesus Christ has done. And not just hypothetically, but really in five lives. I want to let them tell you about it. Here's some things they're going to do. And here's some reasons to be baptized. If you've placed your faith in Jesus Christ and you haven't yet been baptized, I want to give you some reasons to be baptized. And these are the reasons that these five are here. Number one, to obey Jesus. Jesus said to do it. That should be reason enough. Here's four more reasons. To publicly identify with Jesus. What a great thing to say to all the world, I belong to Jesus. I have been buried with Him, and I've been raised to new life with Him. I am no longer a slave of sin. My new master is Jesus, and He's great. I want to tell you about Him. The third one is piggybacks on that. It is simply to boast in your Savior. These five can't wait to tell you about how great Jesus is and what He has done for them. Fourthly, they get to proclaim the gospel. They get to stand before you and tell you the good news of how sinners can be made right before a holy God. And not only that, they can be made right so that they can spend an eternity with God in heaven, rejoicing in all that He designs to be for all who are His, forever and ever and ever in unending delight and joy. They get to do that. Some of you who are here may not know the gospel yet. These five are here because they want you to know the gospel. They want you to believe the gospel. They want you to have your life turned upside down by Jesus Christ. And fifthly, for me, this is kind of like being at a wedding and hearing people make vows to each other. And for those of you who have already been married for a year or 9 years or 19 years, hearing two people profess their love for one another for the first time reminds you about the vows that you made 19 years ago. For me, this is kind of like that. I get to hear their joy in the gospel of Jesus Christ, and I'm reminded what I was saved from, who I was before God invaded, who I am becoming, and who I will be in Jesus Christ. This is just thrilling. I need to stop talking. Micah was lucky. Why don't you come boast in your Savior?